biblical worldview, it is impossible to sustain a moral and godly lifestyle. Kirby Anderson's got more here on Probe.
This week, we're looking at the research by Steve Cable as he comments on the latest book by George Barna. Following Probe's 2020 survey of American religious beliefs, we want to add to that understanding, drawing on the data collected by George Barna of the Christian Research Center at Arizona Christian University. Since 2020, the center has taken multiple surveys assessing the worldviews and values of American adults. In 2023, Barna released the book entitled Worldview Inventory, an annual report on the state of worldview in the United States. Looking at the spiritual status and worldviews of America's parents of children living at home, our data and Barna's book show the vast majority of Americans do not possess a biblical worldview to pass on. Equally disturbing, at a parenting level, most do not even have a worldview development of their children on their radar. To make matters worse for the future, most evangelical parents fall into the same category as other parents, sporting a fractured, inconsistent worldview with no intentional plan to impart their worldview or any other worldview to their children. Now, some people might argue that worldviews are personal and children need to develop a personal worldview without a parental intervention. They can own and nurture this view as young adults, finding what works best for them. Such an argument might have substance if we were talking about forming your views about selecting sports teams to root for or choosing a career to pursue. But worldviews are about the fundamentals of life, such as how did life originate? Why is there evil and suffering in the world? How can we counter the impact of our sin? Can we have a relationship with our Creator and others? There are radically different answers to these questions being promoted in our society today. An evangelical Christian knows that true biblical answers are under constant attack. Unfortunately, your children are likely to respond to these attacks by adopting another non-biblical worldview unless they have strong reasons to believe the biblical answers are true. So if you believe that a biblical worldview is the only foundation for a life that will echo through eternity, you need to actively teach, test, and encourage your children with the truth. To do this, you will need to repair your worldview along biblical guidelines and develop a plan for building these worldview truths into your children. To start the repair process, we'll look at the lies creeping into the worldviews of Christian parents.
You've been listening to Probe with your host, Kirby Anderson. To get your free copy of Steve Cable's transcript, Biblical Worldview, go to probe.org. Then join us next time as we proclaim the truth, God's truth, here on Probe.
George Barna's research supports Probe's own data, clearly showing a muddled worldview thinking among the general population and evangelicals. Barna found 2/3 of parents of preteens claim to be Christian, but only 4% of them possess a biblical worldview. What worldview do they hold? Well, Barna's survey defines 7 different worldviews ranging from biblical theism to moralistic therapeutic deism to Eastern mysticism. The most popular was biblical theism, held by only 2% of the parents of preteens. The other 6 worldviews combined for less than 5% of the population. The remaining 94% of these parents were classified by Barna as syncretists, who have a blending of multiple worldviews in which no single life philosophy is dominant, producing a worldview that is diverse and also self-contradictory. Today, many Americans have no problem holding a set of views which are at best inconsistent. Most of these syncretistic parents gather their worldview ideas from different parts of the 3 worldviews mentioned earlier. Each of these worldviews is distinctly different and, in fact, counter to one another. Americans tend to gather worldview beliefs which are espoused by many of their friends and accepted by the media outlets of choice. One scholar states, "Central to syncretism is the belief that all religions offer truth, or that different religions present different paths to God. Syncretism operates on the assumption that combining certain teachings produces a better way of knowing and or reaching God." Now, Barna found that less than 1/3 of adults turn to the Bible as their primary source of moral guidance. Even fewer turn to the sacred texts of other religions. American adults feel a freedom to create their own unique way to view the world. In fact, 58% of adults believe that moral truth is up to the individual to decide. Since all truth is relative, inconsistencies and contradictions are not worth their concern. Certainly, a careful examination of the so-called truth that all truth is relative would show the falsehood of that statement. So the dominant worldview thinking of Americans assumes that the details of the faith you ascribe to don't matter as long as you have faith and you don't question anyone else's faith. This way of thinking creates a wall against any evangelistic message. At the end of the week, we will consider some strategies for tearing down this wall. Two major parental barriers are at work hindering development of biblical worldviews among preteens. First, most parents don't take concrete steps promoting a particular worldview. Instead, they leave it to the culture to instill a worldview framework. Parents ignore the instruction in Deuteronomy, which says, "These words which I am commanding to you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your sons, and you shall speak of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up." And in Ephesians, Paul writes, "Bring your children up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." Second, most parents, including evangelicals, do not possess a biblical worldview to pass on. They depart from biblical teaching, subscribing to the lies of the world. As Barna points out, the parents of children under the age of 13 are a stellar example of this Christian nominalism that is widely accepted as spiritually normal and healthy. As Christians, we know God created human life as sacred, and so it is important that Jesus' death paid to redeem us. And yet, over 3/4 of American parents do not hold that human life is sacred. This gap leads to many worshiping a woman's ability to choose an abortion over our obligation to protect life. In fact, over 85% of parents do not consider human life as sacred and or support having an abortion if raising a child would be too inconvenient for the parents. To put it bluntly, the right to live a life without inconveniences is more important than another person's right to live at all. Also, less than 1 in 4 Christian parents oppose the notion that having faith matters more than which faith you have. If you have faith in Buddha, Muhammad, or your household idol, that is as good as having faith in Christ. These parents believe God would sacrifice his son when there were already ways people could be restored to God requiring no sacrifice on God's part. This inconsistent, self-contradictory thinking is a hallmark of the syncretistic views that dominate our society. You know, facing this combination of laissez-faire parenting and a lack of a consistent biblical worldview, the natural conclusion is the upcoming generation of young adults will be even further removed from clear biblical thinking than the current generation. This discouraging result is almost certain without a concerted effort by concerned parents to communicate truth to every young person they know. Tomorrow, we'll consider the role of pastors in combating this generational decline. Today we want to consider what influences can counter this decline in young adults professing a biblical worldview. George Barna asks, how well are America's pastors working to stem this discouraging tide of unbelief? To get a handle on this question, he surveyed 1,000 pastors across America. If these pastors are going to help people have a biblical worldview, they need to possess one themselves. The survey found that only 4 out of 10 senior pastors possessed a biblical worldview. This disheartening result is surpassed only by 12% of youth pastors claiming a biblical worldview. Probes and Barna's research clearly show that it matters which church you attend if you want biblical worldview teaching. Among Roman Catholics, less than 6% of the priests possess a biblical worldview. It is clearly evident among people who regularly attend Catholic Mass, where less than 1% possess a clear biblical worldview. You may say, but I attend an evangelical church and I'm confident that they teach my children well. While only 1 out of 3 mainline Protestant pastors possess a biblical worldview, evangelical pastors must be significantly better. But no, only about 1/2 of evangelical pastors possess a biblical worldview. So it appears that 1/2 of the evangelical churches are not teaching a biblical worldview. Southern Baptists and other non-denominational evangelicals do score significantly higher. Among Southern Baptists, over 3 out of 4 pastors possessed a consistent biblical worldview. This level may come from these churches requiring pastoral candidates to affirm their belief in the Baptist faith and message. Almost 2/3 of non-denominational pastors support a biblical worldview. An integrated disciple is someone who professes a biblical worldview and successfully integrated their biblical beliefs beliefs into their daily behavior. The pastors of mid-size and large churches should very likely be integrated disciples. However, Barna's survey revealed that only 15% of pastors at churches with over 250 in average attendance are identified as integrated disciples. A disciple is following the example of a spiritual leader, but in these churches, such a leader will be hard to find. Today, it is of utmost importance that Christian parents examine the teaching coming from the pastors and other leaders in their church. If the teaching does not reflect a biblical worldview, you should run to the nearest exit and search for another church. Tomorrow, we'll think about practical ways we can counter the growing tide of unbelief in America's churches. This week, we have examined the decline in biblical worldview thinking among younger Americans. However, just reviewing and lamenting over the data is not worthwhile. And assuming that younger generations will catch our biblical worldview is hopeless. In his latest book, George Barna calls on us to intentionally teach an evangelical biblical worldview at every opportunity. Personally, I have watched numerous young people grow up in a church and leave to either thrive in a dynamic Christ-honoring life or fall away into a syncretistic worldview serving their own interest. The world system is constantly feeding them with lies, attacking the truths they have been taught. So how can we do a better job of helping build strong Christians with a solid biblical worldview? Barna suggests the following focus areas. Number one, an accurate view of the God of the universe. Among parents of children under 13, just 40% hold this view. Number two, all human beings are sinful by nature. Every choice we make has moral consequences. A large majority do not believe humans are born with a sin nature. Number three, Jesus Christ's sacrificial death is the only way to be reconciled with our holy God. Only 3 out of 10 adults believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven. Number four, the entire Bible is true, reliable, and relevant. This understanding changes how we perceive and interact with the world. Number five, absolute moral truth exists as defined by God versus the majority view that is determining moral truth is up to the individual. Number six, the ultimate purpose of human life is to know, love, and serve God. Most young adults say that they lack meaning and purpose. And number seven, success on earth is best understood as consistent obedience to God. Only 1 in 5 adults embrace this definition of success. You know, we must teach them these 7 truths many times in their home, in their church, and other gatherings. As these students interact with the secular world, they must know that we are there for them, telling them if something causes you to question biblical truth, don't just accept it as new truth. Come tell me about it. I walked similar paths to the ones that you are walking through now. I am convinced that the only source of real truth is found in Jesus Christ in the Bible. Let's look at it together. Let us bear one another's burdens and thus fulfill the law of Christ. Don't sit back trembling. Instead, speak the truth and defend it.